Well, that's exactly what I just said.
Yeah.
Well, right. You sound like Zippy, that's what it is.
Oh, I've got so much sooge in my mouth.
Angry as well.
I'm eating as fast as I can. Nom, nom, nom.
When you just eat little bits all the way through.
That is not how eating works.
Clearly not.
Nom.
Welcome to episode 40!
40!
Yeah, naughty episode 40 of...
40.
40s. Oh, God.
Oh, we all make the
like
same
that.
Joke.
It's like, yummy so mummy. Don't you just want to kick anyone in the head who says they're a yummy mummy?
I'm 30 flirty.
Yeah, God, just get a kick yummy right mummy. Up the vagina. That's all those people deserve. Anyway, you are listening to Insert Game. I am your host, Chris Sly, and with me, as ever... is a bunch of people whose names I'm going to tell you right now. The creative director of Headspin Media, Simon Chong.
Hello.
We have digital artist Leanne Wade.
Hello.
And games designer Derry Roberts.
Hello.
So, you all right? You all right? What's going on? You're feeling old now, we're at 40.
I never thought we would have made 40 episodes.
I'm feeling like we do a bit of a crisis here.
I just figured we were up to well over 48 hours worth of recording. That's 2 days.
And imagine going on a 2-day Insert Game marathon.
Yeah. Oh, fuck no.
See you guys doing that.
I wouldn't do that. I could not listen to myself talk for 2 days solid.
I could. Oh, that'd be heaven. There
you go. I'm listening to me talking for 2 days solid.
No. You're just white noise myself. For a while though.
Yeah, I'm always, whenever I listen back, I'm just like, I'm just listening to me. I'm waiting for me to pipe up.
I'm the housewife's favourite.
But I'm not a housewife, so I wouldn't be listening to you.
You are an absolute housewife.
I'm more like the saucy maid. Tottering about my
speaking of saucy maid, I want to know what stuff people have made. What stuff people have played. That's right,
that
what have you been up to?
I think that was the worst, wasn't it?
That was the worst thing I've ever heard. Try again.
The worst.
No. Yeah, well, the person I want to know from first is Leanne.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Get her.
Oh, I didn't really play much, to be honest. I did play one thing. That was about it, though. I started off like looking at the whole like Kickstarter thing with Tim Schafer.
Oh yeah,
and how they raised like bajillion pounds and stuff, and that led me on to like this other game called Code Hero, which also got funded through like Kickstarter. It's already made, but like they've sort of, they just put it onto, I don't know, get publicity or something. I didn't really look into it that much. So I downloaded that for like £5. No, it was like £2.50 because it was like $5. But yeah, and basically it's just like it's by like this company called Primer Labs, and it sort of aims to try and teach you like JavaScript and how to like code games and stuff, but free playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
No, it's
though.
Educational.
Like a new
well, that's, this is the thing, though. It doesn't come across as educational. It just comes across as really fun, but you genuinely do learn stuff. That's why I really liked it. It sort of has like I wouldn't say parodies, but. For the actual levels, it sort of takes input from like Portal and Minecraft and stuff.
Right.
I've only done like the first level, which was very poorly, and you just sort of like teaches you how to do stuff, but play the game at the same time. So like basically, the first level was you've got like this little code gun thing, and you go to this level and you copy code from the wall by like clicking on it, and the aim is to just like move platforms around using code, and you just like aim the gun. At, these platforms, and they move about based on the sort of like numbers that you put in, and then like you can sort of almost like create your own sort of like puzzles, or like, you know, try and figure out how to get like all the stars in like, you know, the sort of most efficient way or something, instead of just like selecting the code and just like clicking it like once and keep clicking it so it gets to like, so that the platform gets to a certain position. Right. So you like had to figure it out a bit.
Okay.
What could you go and program now?
Oh, I could program. I could find where Simon's I am angry. In 3D space. I did one level. That was it because I thought, okay. Right, I'm going to get addicted to this because, you know. Because
it's learning.
Yeah, it's learning. It teaches you JavaScript and something else. Yeah, I can't remember what the other one was, but
so
I remember.
You could be some sort of programming demon in no time then.
Yeah, totally. I was really hoping. I just wanted to do something like HTML and stuff like that, so I can learn how to program websites in a, you know, nicer way.
Oh, confusing. Don't like code.
Super confusing.
Yeah, if you ever want to, for some reason, learn JavaScript or the other thing which it teaches you, which I can't remember, if you want to learn how to program games, go and get this game.
C++?
No, it wasn't C++. I'd remember that. It was a
script. I don't know.
Right. What was the picture? I can't remember what the picture was. JavaScript was a cup of tea, which made sense. No, a cup of coffee, which made sense. I can't remember what the other one was.
I like how you have to specify that it's a cup of coffee, not tea.
Because well, Java.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Java is coffee.
Java Jones.
Who?
Java Jones.
Java
they
Jones.
They don't get stuff like that in wherever it is Derry lives.
Northwich.
End of nowhere.
It's Northwich.
They barely even have coffee.
They barely even have hot water. They have to
if
like
you're
put
lucky.
Normal water in the sun for a while. And then it's sort of tepid.
Yeah, it's as good as it gets.
A cup of tepid water before you go to bed.
No.
Because the sun sets at midnight here.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway.
Yes, that's pretty much all I've got to say on it. I like it. But I'm not getting into it at the moment because I've got too much work to do. But once my work is done, I'm going to learn JavaScript loads and other stuff, the other thing. I'm going to program some games. Yeah, we could have an instant game.
The monkey face in lilac walls, the face bad guys in Xena Blade, that moon face in Majora's Mask, the bayonet boss was a baby's face. Someone should write a book about these guys and maybe call it a Facebook. Okay, I'll admit it's just a tenuous way to tell you about our Facebook fan page. Go there, it has nothing to do with faces.
Yeah, I'll check my phone in a second then. Right, then the next person I am going to ask, if you're all done, I assume, Leanne.
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, well, fair enough. Then I'm going to ask Dewey what you've been up to.
I have been playing a bit of Metal Gear Solid HD.
Oh,
which is
snap.
The second one,
that.
The third one. And, well, I haven't actually played Peace Walker. But,
is it all nice and spangly?
It's very nice and spangly. I think the third one's held up really well, actually. I don't know if it looked, if it had all those nice sort of leafy shadows on the PS2. It looks really nice on the Xbox.
I recall it looking really nice. It's the same with Metal Gear Solid 2. I recall at the time thinking, this looks nice. And of what I've seen of it, it still looks nice.
Yeah, I don't think that one looks as nice as I suppose you'd expect. But
wow.
It still does look good, though. It has a nice style to it. I like the second one.
Which is the one that was on the GameCube?
Oh, that was
the first
Twin
one,
Snakes.
Remake.
Remake, remake.
Are you not a fan of the Twin Snakes?
With the Twin Snakes? No, not so much. At the time, anyway.
What?
So, well, the graphics were nice, but I was a Metal Gear purist, and they made all these changes and made it all sort of like Snake was doing these superhuman flips and jumps,
yeah,
and I was like, what's all this about? He can't do this. He's just a man.
The only memory I have is the bit where Dewey played and I watched him play. It was when some ninja guy comes in and like chops a bit of the ceiling and kicks it over towards Snake.
That didn't happen in the original.
It's
like, there's just loads of bits that are like...
There's
right,
a bit where
I know
jumps on a
nice
rocket
graphics.
That's flying towards him
that's
and sort of kicks it back.
Yeah, that bit
like,
is so...
I loved it.
It's funny, though. Watching
yeah,
anyway.
But I don't know. Anyway, I don't know why I'm like, oh, you can't take the integrity of Metal Gear Solid.
Exactly. Those games are fucking stupid, so
yeah, they
you
were.
Really can't defend them in any way with that sort of thing. But
still, the HD remakes. Are you still enjoying playing the game then? Because I was worried, because I heard from a friend of mine, he also bought it like the day it came out, which was my plan, but I've held off because of what he told me. He was like, oh, he started playing it and was just like, these games aren't actually as great as I remember them being. I don't know if I should have just left it.
Well, I can only tell you my experience of it, because I never actually, I never played 3 very much originally. And because it kind of puts them chronologically, like it puts, because the third one takes place in the 60s, isn't it? And then...
Oh, it puts them chronologically like, for you.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you can play them however you want. But because it had that in the menu, I thought, all right then, I'll play it in the order of the story or whatever.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
I went for the third one first. And, yeah, I really liked it. I think it's because I sort of hadn't played one for so long that I'd forgotten about the radar and things.
Yeah.
Because the first time I played it, I was just like, where's the fucking radar? I don't know where it is. Oh, God, I have to actually look at the patrols and stuff. And it was really boring. Like, yes. Having to hide properly.
Mm. God, slowing you down, Derek, playing the game properly.
The thing with stealth is I can only be arsed with it until I'm found, and then I'll just, like, shoot everyone and just run.
Hate stealth.
But, yeah, playing it first and having not played another one for a while, I actually really like the third one.
So, yeah, have you finished it yet? Are you still on the search for Shagohad?
No, I have finished it. I've taken down Shagohad.
Shagohad?
What about Volgin?
Shagohad.
It's Russian, isn't it?
Oh, and it has about 50 bosses as well at the end. Yeah. That game just didn't want to finish.
No.
Those little chase sequences in the Jeep, though, were well good.
They are. Yeah. I do want to play Metal Gear Solid 3 again, because I was so disappointed that it wasn't a proper sequel to Metal Gear Solid 2 at the time, that I was like, I played all through it, but I just was constantly thinking, I just wanted to finish the story of 2. What's the point of this?
It's pretty different when you think about it, because it like puts much more emphasis on survival, like eating the snakes and stuff.
Mm. And the eating camouflage. Snakes?
Yeah. You have to eat.
You have to eat wildlife.
To stop yourself passing out.
I'll eat a snake.
Yeah, I will not
just sort of
eat
go around
snake.
Kicking animals. And then they just sort of fizzle away and make this stupid noise. And then a little sort of box just appears where they were with the food inside.
Oh, wow.
That's how it happens in real life. That's how supermarkets get
That's
their
how
food.
Bear Grylls does it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every time he kills something, he goes...
If he's not eating some shit, then yeah, he's just kicking animals and they're turning it into a box.
I'd like to think that's how he eats his own shit as well. Just poops it out and it sort of fizzles away and turns into a box.
Is that just all Bear Grylls is? Like, it's like, watch Bear Grylls eat some form of shit.
You know, I had no idea he ever ate shit.
He's always eating shit.
I have seen him eat shit.
I've seen him strain something through a sock.
I saw that with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah,
what?
That was it.
With Cameron Diaz?
He was just hanging out with Cameron Diaz, straining through a sock.
He got... Basically, it was dirty water, and he got socked, and he put, like, leaves and stuff in the sock, and then he poured the water through the sock to try and filter the dirt out, and then Cameron Diaz drunk it.
She's crazy.
What a couple
of
idiots. Just turn the tap on, mugs.
What a pair of plonkers.
Drinking out of a puddle, making Cameron Diaz drink your dirty sock water.
She loved it.
She loved it.
She was like, got any more?
Twitter was all like, oh, Bear Grylls and Cameron Diaz getting together because they love each other. There was chemistry.
When was this?
Just because she drank
ages ago.
Soft water.
Oh, I feel like I've been living under a rock or something.
Oh, we missed out on the whole Bear Grylls, Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't hear anything more about it after I saw that episode of, was it Graham Norton or Jonathan Ross or something?
It was one of them.
Yeah, Jonathan Ross.
Yeah, and that is why Metal Gear Solid 3 is good.
Yes, exactly. So that was cool. And then I've moved on to the second one now.
You enjoying that? I loved that game.
Yeah, I still love the second one. First time round, had no idea what was going on, but I enjoyed it a lot more second time round.
Are you enjoying the fun of Fat Man, the really imaginatively named boss?
Because he's fat.
Yeah,
there's amazing dialogue in this one that I'd forgotten all about.
Laugh and grow fat. That's a classic.
I've not got
to
that bit yet, but I have just finished defusing the bombs. But it's the guy, the bomb disposal guy, you know, the one that's pretending he can't walk.
Oh, yeah.
Just some spoilers, because it's been out for ages.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Ruin it for me, go on.
It's just when he goes, my God, forgive me, I can walk on my own 2 feet, and I need them to defeat Batman. Like, what the fuck? Oh, and when he's talking to that bitch Rose...
Oh,
and,
God, that drags
on. Like, I won't let you be a dream. It's like fucking corny.
Seriously.
Sounds really well written.
It kind of is if you're like 14.
When it came out,
I was like, "This is amazing."
They are kind of cheesy, but they're good.
Yeah,
I like their over-the-top villains, like Fortune, who can't be shot, and she's like, "Oh, someone kill me, please!" And it's like, "Well, why don't you just stab yourself?"
No, she can't do that.
I'll take it over.
She's really depressed, but she's not mental.
Won't you grant me a death?
Well, if she goes to suicide, if she commits suicide, she won't go to heaven.
Suicide. Oh, yeah, true. She's probably worried about that.
Good point, well made. So yeah, that's Metal Gear Solid. Like I said, I think I started Peace Walker, but then it started throwing all these comic book style cutscenes at me, and I was just like, "Fuck, is this all about?"
Yeah, I've never played that one. Didn't seem like it was worth my time.
It's on its own disc though, so it's actually got like 1,000 achievement points to itself.
Whoa!
Kind of shit.
Not even.
Well,
not even
right,
a bit. Simon does not want to know.
So other thing I've been playing is Binary Domain. I've only played a little bit of it.
Now, from people I work with, I've been hearing this is good, but it didn't look that good. Oh, is it good?
It's good, yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of... It's nothing too amazing and new or whatever, but it's just like a good, fun sort of third-person shooter. It kind of reminds you of Bulletstorm in a way. Not like... Obviously, it's not first-person, but it has that sort of similar stupidness.
Ah.
Like, there's a mum joke within, like, the first 10 minutes or so.
Good.
So I'm always happy with that. It's just like, any last word? Yeah. Tell your mama I loved her.
Oh, I was hoping it'd just be, your mum.
Your mum.
And then he gets shot.
It was good. They've got quite a good little sort of banter going on all the time. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. Has these little set pieces, like I was sliding down a big water slide at one point for some reason. Oh. Just dodging obstacles. It's just big, stupid, and fun.
Stupid, fun.
I feel a bit of a wanker using the voice cards, though.
Oh, yeah, because you can be like, go over there, can't you?
Yeah.
Saying,
you can say things like, cover me, charge, fire, and, like, you know, compliment them when they do a good job or tell them they're an idiot.
Compliment them?
Were you mega bitchy?
Well, I keep saying the word fuck, like, when I'm just, like, messing up, and it recognises that word and just says it. So it's like, fuck. It's just like, what's your problem, man? It's like, sorry, I wasn't talking to you. And then it says sorry on the screen. It's just like, just focus on the fight. It's like,
Kate's having a go at you. Stop swearing, potty mouth.
There's kids around.
There's kids around.
So, I was worried you couldn't be able to, like, pay it without voice stuff, but you can.
I'd play it without.
I might do that. Yeah, I just feel a bit of a tosser sitting on my own, just talking.
If I play it, I'm not doing that.
Feel like run! Baby. Cover me! Charge! You can do it, Big Bo!
You obviously have to put on that voice as you play
my
as well.
Mom!
constantly.
Yeah.
If it recognises that, that'd be good.
And the only other thing I'm playing is Temple.
Only other thing? Fucking hell.
I'm finished! It's Temple Run! Which is like, you know, become my all-time favourite iPhone game, I think. But I'm rubbish at it, I've just realised. Because I saw a woman on the train playing it, and she was loads better than me.
A woman?
A woman, I know. They play games now.
Fuck
when
off.
Did that happen?
Never. That's when that happened.
So yeah, I need to get better at it. But it's
fun.
And that's me.
And that's you.
Good.
Well, I'm going to talk about what I've been playing, because there's not a lot of it.
Go on then.
Which, you know, makes up for it. We're kind of balancing out here, Derry.
It was only three things. Well,
13
four.
Minutes,
two minutes, yeah.
I have been playing. I played a little bit of a game called Dark Souls. You may have heard of that.
Nah.
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, well.
Yeah. Sequel to Demon Souls, if I'm not
mistaken. Yes. It's true. And it is a... ridiculously hard game is kind of 90% of its appeal.
Right.
Yeah.
So hard, so, like, what did my housemate say to you?
Oh, yeah, he literally, because It was him, because he's playing it through for the second time on Game Plus mode. It's the best game he's ever played, like Guy Pete, who we live with. And he was talking it up so much to the point where I was thinking, like, yeah, I actually want to play this game. Because I was thinking, like, I haven't had an actual challenge in a game, probably for years, because most games I play, you can just walk straight through them. And, you know, nice and easy, just get the story and you're done. I thought, you know what, I wouldn't mind a game that I actually have to learn. Like, I actually have to figure out how to play it rather than just...
put you through your paces.
Yeah, because I realised that this was a problem when I started one game and I just was like, no, this is rubbish, and turned it off. And the reason I thought that was purely because I couldn't just start playing it straight away with no thought whatsoever. There was obviously a system I had to learn. I'd gotten used to playing, like, Call of Duty-esque games where they've all got the same controls, exactly the same, and so you don't even have to think. You could just pick up any game and be like, yep, I'm the man at this game already. But yeah, so I thought I needed a bit of a challenge, so I thought I'd give Demon's Souls a go. But he said to me that, because I said, oh, I played a little bit of it, it is pretty fucking hard, but you know, eventually I think I'll buy it and give it a go. And he said, yeah, I will give you £50 if you complete it in cash. I don't know why. I think just because he thinks it's that much of a challenge. But he's just like, I will give you £50 if you can complete that game. Legitimately complete it. He's like, I want to see...
Maybe he just likes giving people money for stupid things. I will give you £50 if you finish that burger.
Good sir.
Andy, have you finished it?
No, I haven't even started it yet.
Oh, right.
Well, you're not doing very well then, are you?
You're not earning your £50.
No, I've still got to buy it, but yeah.
Well, we've got it for the PS3, but he won't play it because it's not on the Xbox.
Yeah. So you're going to spend £50 getting it?
No. I can get it for about £20-odd, I think.
Oh, £30.
Through his connection.
So yeah, I'm making a profit. So you know. But yeah, I played that. I also, much to the boredom of all of you, have played UFC Undisputed 3. I played the demo.
Holy shit, Chris. Tell me about that.
I am going to fucking tell you right now.
Go for it.
It is really good.
Don't waste any more time.
Really?
Oh, they've made a lot of improvements from the last one. It feels much more fluid.
How did they improve on the last one?
Well, the grappling system is much better. Like, you've got a little, like, diagram that comes up on screen when you're grappling. And you'd have, like, literally, it's like a little sort of chase, get mini game, but it's to do your grappling. And it works quite well because you're counterpointing against your opponent and, you know, all stuff like that. And it's really good. It's awesome. I was loving it. And, also, it was Silver versus John Jones.
What? Simon, what are you saying there?
Nothing, I'm listening.
Just hear you go, yeah.
I'm saying no way.
Oh, sorry.
Amazing.
Did you say James Earl Jones was in it, Chris?
James Earl Jones is in it. He's a MMA fighter. I don't know if you guys knew. No, John Jones. Johnny Bones Jones, who is a phenomenal fighter. And yeah, him versus Anderson Silva would be such an insane fight because they're two of the best fighters. Next to, you know, like GSP or, you know, people like that. But yeah, that'd be an amazing fight to see that in real life. So it was quite cool to act it out in UFC Undisputed 3. And that's all I've got to say about that. It was, in a way, it was a dream. Oh. So dreams can come true.
Yeah, they can.
Tell us we're shit. Tell us we're great. Tell us you'd like to take Chris on a date. Tell us that our information was wrong. Tell us to shut the fuck up with all the fucking songs. Tell us the bollocks that you like to play. Contact at insertgame.co.uk. You've got to email us. You got to email.
Go on then, Simon, what have you been playing?
Well, what have I been playing? I've been playing Temple Run as well.
Shit, what did you think?
After last week's, you bigging it up. Give it a go. It's alright.
Shoot it down.
No, it's alright. It's fun. It's fun. I think it's the best thing on the iPhone.
Well, it is for free.
For free? Yeah, it's pretty good. It fucks with my brain. I can never remember to tilt the thing and turn round a corner. if I'm collecting those little coin things, I can't do both things at once. I'm pretty sure I'm rubbish at it though as well. How far can you get?
Distance, I can't remember. I think about 5,000 meters, I think.
Yeah, I can't even get past 2. I'm rubbish.
To be honest, that was about my limit until about a week ago. It's taking me ages to get any good at it. One at least, though, I think it feels like you're making more progress than in something like, say, Jetpack Joyride.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was always getting to the same point and then just it got too hard.
Is it on the iPad? Maybe it's easier on there so I can see more. Maybe. Other than that, though, I've been playing Sonic Generations.
Oh, my God.
On the 3DS?
Oh, my God. Don't you get some, like,
what?
Some extra levels or something?
Well, based on different levels, aren't they?
They're all, except for Green Hill Zone, they're all different levels.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
It's verdict.
It's all right. It controls... The classic Sonic controls better than new Sonic.
Aren't the new Sonic levels not proper 3D?
No, wait. Classic Sonic controls better on this than what he does on the console. It feels more like old Sonic. Yeah. I don't know why. It just felt more responsive. But also, yeah, it's not proper 3D. The camera kind of twists a little bit, so you can kind of see a little bit of what's coming, but not much. It's not proper 3D. But he just controls differently. Mm-hmm. Annoyingly, because you know the big thing that everyone hates about the new Sonic is how
Sonic.
The physics is off and he stops dead when you let go of the thumbstick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've kept that in the DS one, in the 3DS one, on the modern Sonic. But he's not like that on the console one, so why did they do that? It's really silly.
Didn't a different team make this one?
Dimps again, isn't it? Yeah.
Dimps, you.
But they made the classic one okay. Silly people. But it's fun enough. I'm gonna finish it because you know I love Sonic.
Mushroom Hill Zone's in it, isn't it?
Sorry.
Is Mushroom Hill Zone in it?
Mushroom Hill Zone's in it.
Mushroom Hill, no.
City. Oh, which one is it? City is not City Escape. Shadow's City level in Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Oh, Radical Highway.
That one is in it. Yes, it was really good. Mushroom Hill was fun. Play that level again. And that's it. That's what I've been playing.
Fuck.
Well, that looks like that's the lot of us.
And Temple Run is on the iPad. Free. Oh.
Free.
Well, why don't you try it out on that and give us a verdict time?
Installing it right now?
Oh, my God.
You're living in the future.
Exactly, but now, you know what it means when we've all done a talk about what we've done.
We talk about stuff that's happening.
Yeah, news time.
It's like optimizing my performance.
Hello, optimizing.
News.
Well, the first bit of news is that Game, the high street retail store, ain't got no Mass Effect 3. Or any EA games, apparently, just for this month, but...
Or any Last Story.
No, not all Last Story, or Mario Party 9. Yeah, I ain't got it.
Fuck that shit. Yeah.
So what have they got? A couple of copies of Choo Choo Rocket?
Yep, just a couple. Just two. Two copies of Choo Choo Rocket.
An unboxed copy of, like, Ty the Tasmanian Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it not selling it?
Yeah, what's going on?
The reason that they're not selling it is that you may know the troubled history of Game over the last few months. They don't have a certain type of credit insurance, which essentially means that they now can't afford to pay for stuff. Therefore, they couldn't buy Mass Effect. They were given an offer by EA, who said, well, we'll give it to you for this percentage, and Game were like, that percentage ain't no good. So they decided to decline.
Yeah.
And so they're not just not going to have it. And they're not going to have any EA games. The last EA game they got brand new was SSX. And after that, they're apparently hashing out
today.
A deal. Yeah, oh, nice work. They're apparently hashing out a deal to get them after March. But, I mean, they're missing Mass Effect. They're missing FIFA Street. That was a big one. But Mass Effect
FIFA
is...
Street.
Yeah, people are going crazy for FIFA Street. But yeah, Mass Effect is the that's the big one. Mass Effect 3, big launch this year, and they do not have the stop.
Freaked me the fuck out.
That was really scary.
What? Well, what the hell happened?
Did you not hear any of that?
Well, no.
You should check the recording, I think, just in case.
Oh my god.
No, the recording's still going, so whatever happened, I'm guessing it's got it.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, the recording's still going now.
It just had you going.
Stock.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty odd.
That's so weird. I thought you were just saying it repeatedly.
I'm just saying stock over and over again.
Just like, all right, Chris, enough. Stock.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I really hope that recorded.
Stock. It may well have done, because my little ticker thing that shows like the volume levels, I could see it going like ticking up and down.
Do you want to check it now or
carry on? Oh god.
We can carry on and I'll check it when we finish the news.
Okay.
Stock.
So apparently the stock is of a big concern to me. Now we know.
Caused you to break.
Yeah, I'm so shocked about all these people whose pre-orders won't be fulfilled.
I want to do it again.
Well, we can but hope.
So yeah, some people who've pre-ordered it, can get like £5 voucher or something like that, can't they?
Well, the way it works, it was initially reported online, erroneously, that they weren't going to give you a refund of your £5 deposit. That, it turns out, is the case online. If you pre-ordered it online, apparently you are only going to get £5 credit back, which is a bit dodgy. But in store, yeah, they will give you a full refund and a £5 extra on your reward card as a gesture of good faith.
A tweak on your cheek.
Yeah, a little nudge. A
little pat on the bum.
Yeah, a little pat and send you on your way.
A little tyke.
Yeah, exactly. So
Go buy it from Granger Games.
Go buy it from anywhere else except Game, because they'll all have it and Game won't. So there you go. And that was actually a discussion topic by Your Pal Robert on Twitter. The inevitable decline of Game, I believe he said. So we kind of covered it there for you, Robert.
I ordered Army of Two, the 40th day, pre-owned from them a week and a half ago, and it only arrived today. Naughty.
That isn't good.
Wasn't good. I forgot all about it.
How much did you get that for? Was it a bargain?
It was £4.
Oh, that is a bargain.
Yeah, that was a bargain.
Wasn't it?
It's a total boggling. So yeah, if you want Mass Effect 3 on release day, don't go to Game, because they ain't going to have it. Unless someone comes and trades it into them, then they might have it pre-owned. I'm assuming that might work, but...
But don't get it then either.
No? Oh, alright.
Well, I don't know, that might save Game. If you buy it pre-owned. Just start buying pre-owned stuff. From Game.
Loads
if you
want to
save
stuff.
Game.
Yeah.
Which we all do, right?
I'm not bothered about Game.
Disappointing. Right, I'm going to move on. It's only a small bit of news.
Not so small
stock.
You can't hear it.
News. Yeah.
It's the release date for Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, when is it?
October 19th.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's forever away.
I know, but I can't wait
for
that
game. Not as forever away as Resident Evil 6, though.
Well, okay, but still a long way away.
Yes.
Save and then I'm going to move on to another bit of news that I don't even
that
care
really
about.
That really was short.
Yeah, that's it. There's nothing beyond that. It's coming out on this date.
Are we all looking forward to that one?
No, I am.
Darren, he is it now.
Yeah.
Next.
That's all I've got. Yeah, Assassin's Creed 3. I don't care about you, but you're set in the American Civil War. Ooh,
the box art for that game makes me so mad.
Now, really? Why is this?
There's an American flag in it.
No, it's not even that. What the fuck? Hang on, swearing.
Swearing.
He is set in the American, it's American colonial America, and yep. What is he doing? He's running around with a hood on still. It's like, oh, look at us, we're in like a new time zone, but we're gonna give him a hood, and he still dresses kind of the same, so that you know yeah. It's Assassin's Creed. Just fucking sort it out. No one would wear that hood.
Yeah, he does stand out like a sore thumb dressed like that.
He does.
Have you seen the screenshots that have just come out?
No.
Some screenshots came out like about an hour ago before we started recording. This is on a Friday night. And yeah, he stands out like a sore thumb compared to every NPC in the game. It's like he's hardly blending in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here
just
comes that assassin again.
Just walking around with a group of hookers.
Well, they should... they didn't need to give him that costume. Different place entirely. No
just
because
he's in colonial America doesn't mean he can't look good.
But it doesn't fit into the time.
But he likes
he's
his
styling.
And profiling.
He's
but he's standing out in a war. That's not good.
That especially is the last thing you want to do in a battlefield, to be honest.
Right?
Here I am!
With my hood!
Come get me!
I'm so mysterious!
Oh, who
am
I? Never
you
find
don't
me.
Know.
I'm going to hide in this haystack. Be quiet now.
I'm sure it'll review well and everything, but...
You're not a fan of them anyway, are you?
No, I'm not.
Can't say as I am. I liked the first one, and then didn't play... And was so annoyed at the ending of it. Never went back and played any of them until about a year ago when I tried playing 2, and I didn't... I thought 2 was a bit poo. Didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I thought 2 was alright.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. I just couldn't get into it. All the controls were weird, and I was just like, nah. No,
it
thanks.
Is the same.
Yeah, but I guess because of the large gap it between me weird. Playing them. Yeah, it felt weird.
Already
well, I quite
felt the
dated.
First one. Hoping
yeah,
to
I
get
love
back
the
into
first
the
one
others.
Until the end. Which just made me angry. You
not
don't like me when
about
I'm angry.
That, really.
There is. You can what? Go back in time and just tell me, look, Chris, I'm going to spoil the ending for you.
Look,
but...
Chris, you're beautiful no matter what anyone says.
Words can't bring you down.
We were alone in the dark with the Resident Evil when the dead started rising and eating some people. They had a house to themselves full of moronic survivors, but it didn't stop there, they got themselves a dead island. It's fun to blow off their heads, it's just to find cause they're already dead. But how much more can we take of this zombie game outbreak? So we've been left for dead twice, and there's always a chance that when we get home, there'll be a war with the plants. Sometimes they're sad like in Zelda, and they just want a hug, while some will wait in the bath, jump out when you pull the plug. But however they scare, these zombie games are fucking everywhere. How many more can they make? It's a zombie game outbreak. Is under attack though. It's not as bad as that vampire crap. The bandwagon's bound to break in this zombie game outbreak.
Alright, I've forgotten the song, I'm just trying to remember it. Don't be so bad, jobs that I got. I'm still Jenny from Shop. All these games I've been in, I've been in a lot. No matter what I'm in, I know where I came from.
The shop!
Hello!
Oh, gosh.
Is that it? Are we in?
Left the room?
Hello! I've just killed your friend, Dewey.
Oh, what?
Why would you do that, Jenny?
Oh, because I'm Jenny from Shop.
That is not a reason that would hold.
Oh, yeah, it is. Do you want to play a game?
Go on, then.
Oh, it's a right good game, full of twists and turns.
Oh.
Basically, do you remember, what's his name? Nolan. He was from the north. He was from just up road from me.
Was he?
He used to come into shop all the time.
Which Nolan was it? Because we encountered at least four.
It were Nolan North.
Oh, from real the north. Nolan North.
Yeah, the real one. None of these shit ones that you lot were like impersonating.
Well, that would mean that you're like from America.
Yeah.
Yeah, the North of America. So anyway, my full name, right, is Jennifer Ale. You may recognise my voice from many games you've played.
Oh, we may
Jennifer
well.
Ale.
I've also voiced Jennifer Ale.
Yeah.
Sorry, my accent, because I'm from the north, I don't say my H's very well. I was in Totally Spies.
Oh, totally.
And other stuff. I'm trying to think of all the telly things you might have seen me in, just so you get a sense of who I am. Because I'm not as famous as some people.
As what, like Nolan?
Yeah.
So come on, I mean, you're floundering.
I was in an
episode
of Big Bang Theory.
Oh, really?
No one watches Big Bang Theory.
No.
I was a TV newscaster in that. I was well pretty. So anyway, I suppose you want some, like, some games that I've been in to guess at.
Is that what this game is?
Yeah, if that's what it
this
is.
Game is.
I wasn't aware of the premise of this
you
game.
Were
yeah,
more than
you
aware.
Were just here.
You were more than aware. You were just fucking having me on.
I honestly did not know the premise to Jenny from the shop.
No, neither did I.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's a surprise to me.
I thought you just assumed that it was the same game as the Nolan one, but like with a woman instead.
No,
anyway, that's what it is, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you some clues about my game. And you're going to have to guess them.
Okay.
So, here's a clue about one game I've been in. It's
Boo.
Got lots of stuff in it. All right. I'm taking it seriously now.
I was serious.
There's a lot of cactuses in it.
Red Dead Redemption.
No.
Oh.
What are cactuses?
What?
I don't know.
You don't
Why
know?
Don't you ask me questions, well. That's your starting thing. So it's cactuses.
Is it a new game or an old game?
It's fairly recent.
Is it Prince of Persia?
No.
Is it Cactus Jack Don't Look Back?
No.
Which is a game we've
Although I did audition for that one as Cactus Jane.
Oh.
Is it Is it on the Xbox?
It is. It's quite an adult game.
Oh, it's quite an adult game.
So I do lots of swearing in it. It's probably my sweariest role.
Grand Theft Auto?
No.
I don't know.
Where are the cactuses in that? No.
I have some amazing insults in it as well.
Well, what sort of a game is it? Is it a first-person shooter?
It is.
Okay, so it's a first-person shooter with lots of cactuses.
No, it's not.
Wet.
No.
Body count. No.
That's not a first-person
shooter. No, Bulletstorm.
That's the one. Our Trishka Novak.
Oh, I don't know.
She were.
I were right pretty in that. The man loved me. But
the man.
I were a bit of a bitch. Yeah, the man. I said I was going to kill his dick.
Oh, that does sound funny.
So, anyway.
Yes, Jennifer. It sounds very funny now. Carry
it
on.
It were a laugh riot. So here's a new one.
Carry on.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
This game is very white.
It's very white?
Very white. Very, very clinical.
Oh, very clinical. Oh, Portal.
No.
Portal 2.
No.
Assassin's
Creed. I know there's no robots in it.
Assassin's Creed.
No.
Right, is it a new game or an old game?
It's a few years old now.
Xbox 360?
No, older than that.
Regular Xbox.
No.
GameCube?
Yes.
That one where it's like a girl on the front cover.
That's the one. Well done. You win the prize. That's it. Our Vanessa Schneider or whatever she's called in PNO3.
Of course you were.
I've never played that game, but I know you have, and that's the only reason I know what it is. Because what has Dewey played on the game?
Of course I've played it. I were in it.
Yeah, Dewey, what?
I were beautiful in that one.
You were acceptable.
I spoke with a German accent. I were beautiful. I had Jill Valentine's face.
I had Jill Valentine.
Look, I can't do my accents. I have to talk American all the time.
That wasn't American.
No, but that's why my voice is ruined. Because I have to talk American for my game.
But you're from the north of America, I don't...
I know, put on a voice it's now. Very confusing. Now, here's another game for you.
Game.
I won't drag us on too long. In this one, our quite a gothy lady.
Alice, Madness of Mad Town.
No.
Alice has a mental day.
No.
Alice.
No.
Oh, it's Alice.
Who the fuck is Alice?
Yeah.
See what I did there? We're right, funny. There. That's so beautiful then.
So is it on the Xbox?
Yes.
60?
Yes.
Is it on the PS3 as well?
Yes.
Is it The Darkness?
No.
I'd stick to the gothic.
Thought you were on a roll then, didn't you? No, it wasn't then.
What sort of game is it? Is it a shooter?
No.
Shooter on a
platformer?
No.
RPG?
I wouldn't say so, Pet. I don't know why I'm from fucking Newcastle now.
No, neither do I.
Well, you're not, still.
I don't know where I'm from. I'm just from the north. Oh, North America. I wouldn't have this problem in the shop, I tell you.
What shop do you work in exactly?
Londis.
Londis?
You're
oh, I used to,
well.
Obviously, I've got like, I used to work in shop. Obviously, now I'm like driving Ferraris around Beverly Hills. But, I
back
worked
in day,
shop. I mean, I'm still down to earth.
Really? Because yeah. I've seen a lot of rocks that you've got, and I'm feeling pretty fooled.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, am I?
So anyway,
you're a little gothy.
There's lots of skulls and things around as well.
Ben Affleck.
It's all a bit... Huh? No, skulls. As in your head.
Skulls. Yeah. Lots of skulls. I don't play angry games.
Oh, it's a, it's not that angry a game,
angry
to be honest.
Birds,
it's quite
angry
funny.
Fish.
Quite
it's
funny.
A funny game about skulls and shooting. Not shooting, but...
Killing. Bayonetta.
Oh,
Bayonetta.
No, it's not Bayonetta.
Cornetto.
Think outside the box.
It's thinking
the chip box.
The chip box.
That's not a clue. That's just me being stupid.
Oh, God.
You get to drive a big car in it. You don't actually play as me, but I'm the love interest.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
No. The guy's got a big chin. It's
Bruce
all
Forsyth's
very
Grand Theft
Heavy
Auto
metal.
4.
Heavy metal. Brutal Legend. Yeah. I played Ophelia, and
oh,
I was so beautiful.
Ah, wonderful.
So we've had three now. How
yeah,
many more do you want?
That's
enough. I don't know. You're
that's enough. Is it four? I think we've had plenty.
Have we?
I mean,
it's up to you. We're not the quiz masters here.
Oh, well, I might throw in one more for you.
But when Nolan did it, we only had three.
Yeah, we had three. Bye! Okay, no, before I go, I'd like to thank you very much for having me. I know it was short notice. But
fine.
I mean, we planned this well in advance.
Yeah, this is episode 40. We're not messing around.
It was just, I went on lastminute.com for my hotel and it was lovely. So,
what?
Anyway.
What's that got to do with anything?
I don't know.
Hotel? Anyway, where are you going?
If you're in the shop, just say hi to me and I might get you some money off Jammy Dodgers.
Why, are they close to the cell?
I didn't think you worked there anymore. I thought you lived in Hills.
Just mention my name, lovey. Anyway, I'm bladdered. I'll see you later. All right, Doc. Bye.
Oh, Jenny, you're the worst.
Bye, Jenny.
She was amazing, that woman.
I thought she killed you.
Oh, you were dead.
She is full of shit.
She's just plot holes all over the place.
You should not believe a word she says. Jenny from the shop. She's a fucking liar.
If following people in L.A. Noir tickled your pickle almost without fail, then followers on Twitter, it's just as much fun. Just please don't shoot us or send us to jail. At InstaGamePod, you don't need the cast, and you don't have to be stealthy or especially fast. At InstaGamePod, followers around, it's not as creepy as it sounds. Bop.
That
with that out of the way,
yeah. With that finally out of the way, we can go home. So with that out of the way, it's the end.
It is the end.
God, glad we got that out of the way so we can finish.
All right, I think you've made your point. Poor Jenny, she's come all the way from the north of America.
Yeah,
Beverly Hills isn't in the north of America.
No,
Simon, like I said, you shouldn't listen to anything she says.
Yes, it's on the coast.
Yeah, but she's a liar. I told you this.
So she's not come all the way from North America.
Well, that might be true, but the answers she gave you were probably all lies as well. She might have made half those games up.
Oh, God.
So anyway, now that we've completely undermined that quiz...
Let's thank everyone for listening for 40 episodes.
Yeah, 40 episodes. I bet you're really glad you stayed listening after... That sterling display by Jenny.
Everyone loves Jennifer Hale.
Yeah, true.
Only you love Jennifer Hale. Not even Jennifer Hale loves Jennifer Hale.
Fucking hell, that's harsh.
Not that version of her, anyway.
How many versions do you think there are? You think she has like multiple personalities?
She's a strange one. But yes, this is 40 episodes. Thank you very much for listening to 40 episodes. If you have, I mean, you might have just started listening, I don't know. But if you have, thanks for listening to this one, I suppose. Why not leave us a review on iTunes? Do that. Or contact us, or email us, or leave us a Twitter, I don't know. Whatever you want to do, do it. That's what I've got to say to you.
Whilst I remember as well,
yes,
we have put... We asked Carl Steven to write a review about the PS3.
Oh, God, we did.
Sorry, actually. The PS Vita, and we said to write one paragraph. And do you know what he did?
He wrote a
full email.
So,
a full one paragraph email.
A full several paragraph email. So we're putting it on the website instead.
Cool.
Oh, there you go, Carl. That's a.
If you want to read it, go on the website, insertgame.co.uk.
That's a bonus for you, but I'm still pretty angry. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Because I said a paragraph and he broke my rules. He broke my heart!
Well, it's not like we ever put anything on that website.
Fair point. Well,
you three, Simon Chong updates that thing.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
That's the end. We're the important ones here, Simon.
I'm the important one here, you can all shut up. So that's the end of this episode. It's the end. Calling time on this one, we're killing it, we're shooting it in the head. Episode 40. 40 more, that's what I say. And no more than 40 more, though, because that would be excessive. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in a week, probably. So from me and my window of weird gamers...
Can't believe it's been 40 episodes and you've only just used window.
First time I've been looking out a window.
Bye!
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 See you later. You can stuff it right up.
Stick it right up your shitly. I meant to say shit list. Not shit lift.
Shit lift.
That's pretty gross, I'm not going to lie.
Shit lift, did he say?
Right up your shit lift.
Oh, God.
Good God, sir.
Anyway, now that we're all scarred for life, we may as well hang around for a shit list.
I think we may as well. What list you got, Dewey?
Well, as threatened last week, this week's is my top five gaming toilets.
Gaming toilets?
We are so highbrow.
We really are. Yeah. So there's one about sex, and then there's one about toilets. Next one will be about boobies.
You come to some to listen to learn things and listen about the news. You come to ours to listen for the best toilets in gaming.
Well, I'm sorry, but if people aren't going to suggest anything else, I'm just going to have to search my own mind for them, and this is what comes out, I'm afraid. Yeah,
it's a shame.
It's like a mental gutter. So, I'll try and think of something sophisticated for next week.
Please do. Let's hear
the best poems or the best Edgar Allan Poe references.
Best Edgar Allan Poe poems. So come on, what's the best toilet? For God's sake, I'm sitting
number
on the edge
five,
here.
At number five is Lego Harry Potter. It's one of the only five I could think of. At one point, he fishes a toilet out of a lake with a big tree.
Oh, nice.
God, brilliant.
Lovely.
Which is quite cool.
No, that is a famous toilet.
It is a very famous toilet.
When you think of toilets...
In the film? In the books?
You don't remember that bit? It's in the third film, I believe. It's when he's going to save Buckbeak. He goes into the woods, and then he uses Leviosa on a tree. It shakes about a bit, and then it reaches into a lake, fishes out a toilet, which has something inside it of importance.
And he says, Buckbeak.
I think the pieces might build a record player.
Buckbeak.
So anyway, at number four is No More Heroes.
What do you do on the toilet in there?
You save your game. Every time Travis takes a poo, progress is saved.
Is it a poo or is it a wee?
He sits down, so you assume, but...
He could be having a fancy wee.
He could be. Is that what they're called, officially, a fancy wee?
I'd call it a fancy wee.
He could get
a temple run.
It's like, oh, look at me, I'm sitting.
So, yep, he records his progress on the toilet wall.
What a guy.
He sits down and records...
That was just my metaphor for it.
Oh, right, because it just sounded like he was sitting down and then pissing on the wall.
No. No, he like, you know, I was thinking, you know how you write your mum's phone number or something on it?
No, I don't.
What about your mum's phone number?
Not my own mum's, like your mum.
Okay.
You said you sit down and write your mum's phone number. My mum with 078.
At number three is Dead Rising and Dead Rising 2. Because you also use a toilet to save there too. But this is a urinal, so it's definitely a wee.
Do you write it on, like, above the urinal, your mum's phone number?
You might do. No, he has both his hands. Both his hands are busy, so I don't think he can.
My mum with a nice smiley face.
Save one.
Just put one hand on the wall and then leave that grubby mark. Yeah. Is that the kind of person you are, Simon?
That's the kind of person I am.
Just leaning, one hand on the wall.
And then at number two, things get a bit more interesting with Zelda, Majora's Mask, and Skyward Sword.
Writes his mum's name.
They both have a ghostly hand come out of the toilet, writing Chris's mum's name on the ceiling. I believe in both games, they both want toilet paper, and then you give them things that clearly aren't toilet paper, but they're paper of some kind, and then the ghost can wipe his ass and he's happy.
He's won a piece of paper with your mum's phone number on.
I think so. I often carry that around.
And he just wandered around in Zelda. Number.
You have found ghost? Simon's mum's phone number. Da, 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 da.
Written by Simon himself.
Hooray!
And at number one is Banjo-Kazooie. And I'm sure this toilet has a name. I think it's Clanker. No, that's the big whale.
That's the big fish.
What's the toilet called?
The one in
Mad Monster Mansion. You turn into a pumpkin and then you jump in the toilet and he flushes you down.
I don't know what he's called.
Ah. It's not leaky either, that's a bucket. Stinky? No. Hang on a minute.
This is a good list.
Do this really quickly.
Can't even remember number one.
Banjo Kazooie toilet. Right, quick Google search.
All I remember is Derry's mum's phone number.
Logo! You don't know her number.
I do.
You do? That's why you write it on the wall.
She calls you when you hook up.
My mum.
Yeah, she does.
From Derry. Give her a
speed dial.
When she's good and ready.
She'll launder some clothes for you.
Sam, you're the best that I ever had. Right, yeah, it's called Logo. And it has
Logo.
Eyes. Yeah.
Ew.
How offended back you are. Logo?
Back when Rare were cool.
Logo's a minging name. I don't approve of that.
I had a PlayStation.
Neither does your mother.
I thought Rare was cool.
You don't know what she thinks. You never talk to her.
I know, I never do. It's really mean, but...
It's all business and no pleasure.
I gotta keep my distance, you know?
Don't want to give her ideas. So, anyway, that's my shit list for this week. If our dear listeners have any suggestions, please send them in.
Yeah, please do. I mean,
I'm
God.
Crap at thinking of
Joey's mum's top 5 phone numbers.
Right, it is mum's phone number.
Simon's mum's at number one.
My mum's got a great phone number.
She's the dirtiest.
Whoa! My mum listens to this, Joey Roberts.
I hope she doesn't.
She does.
Oh dear, I don't mean it.
She doesn't.
Oh, I do. I totally mean it. So, yeah, goodbye.
Time, gentlemen, please. Stop.